There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my... I'm the captain now.
Yeah, well, that is talking like a pirate, isn't it? 1207 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Thursday, the little Friday edition of the show. I got a couple hours to hang out. Live local talk with you. Phone number, text line, opened up at 343-0106. 343-0106. Oh, yeah, it's... You do this every year, right? And every crazy radio station out there is going to get all on board Talk Like a Pirate Day. And I just, I wonder, with all the yo-ho-ho and walk the plank and all that kind of stuff, can we modernize this holiday? It's National Talk Like a Pirate Day, but when I think pirates these days...
I'm the captain now.
...is Somali pirates. Don't, have you ever noticed that? It's Talk Like a Pirate Day, but it has to be like Jack Sparrow. It has to be that kind of... pirate. Couldn't it, would it be different if I spoke with the Somalis? What do they speak? They speak Somali or Swahili? I don't know that. What language do they speak in Somalia? I'm sure there's somebody who can hit me up on the text line and know. So if I would speak English with that accent, I could be...
I'm the captain now.
Is that a Somali or a Swahili accent? So on this Talk Like a Pirate Day, maybe you can mix it up in the office. As everybody will go, arr, and yo-ho-ho, and bottle of rum, and all that, then you can say, I'm here to take over your ship, or something like that.
Looks like in Somalia, they speak Somali. Like
okay, said, Somali.
And Arabic. That's and the Arabic. Other language there.
All right, so if I'm working on the accent, so
I'm the captain now.
If I can say, I'm the captain now. if we're going to talk like a pirate...
Mm-hmm.
It does not say, if you go through the thing, the National Talk Like a Pirate, International.
Wow.
Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Even in China. Then.
It says International Talk Like a Pirate Day, created in 1995 by John Bauer and Mark Summers of Albany, Oregon, who proclaimed September 19th each year, was a day when everybody in the world should talk like a pirate. Okay. So, I mean, if you open that up, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Could that not be Somali pirates?
Yeah, it's open to many different interpretations.
Like,
well,
like
at least
kids,
two.
Like kids want to dress as a pirate for Halloween. You picture they're going to be with the hat and the, maybe the peg leg and a parrot on their shoulder.
But you can't go too far into character as a Somalian pirate, or you can no longer be the Prime Minister of Canada.
That's
what we're
true.
Learning today.
If you wanted to be a Somali pirate, you would have to, unless you're African American or you have dark skin anyway.
Right.
Right? So if you're white, you couldn't be a Somali pirate.
And be the Prime Minister of Canada.
You couldn't do that. But it doesn't matter. If you're the Prime Minister of Canada, nothing will happen.
Right.
This is, by the way, and we're going to get into that in today's show. So KIV, here's the thing. So the new benchmark is KIV 1968, blackface.
Mm-hmm.
Still, I would say a questionable choice in 68.
Right.
Should have known better in 68. 2001, this isn't something Justin Trudeau did in 57.
Yeah.
Still, at that point, people knew it. 2001.
It's a different story.
I had my own home in 2001. This is not that long ago. In 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Although, now they're saying it's brown face, not black face.
Yeah, almost a new term.
Are we going into semantics here? Are we going to judge? Are we going to go back through and look at the shade that the white person put on and say, well, that's That's tapioca face.
Beige
that's
face.
That's beige face. That's brown face. That's black face.
Yeah, it's, you're getting into particulars at that point.
Are we going to, like, judge the colors like they do colors in a J. Crew catalog, you know, that are never, like, really, it's not blue, it's Mediterranean sea foam, blue, yeah. You know, something like that? So, I don't know. So, I'm just, yeah, good point that if I was going to do that for Halloween, but generally, if I just want to talk like a pirate, is it okay today to talk with a Somali, like English with a Somali accent?
I think it is. Yeah. I think tell your crew to go down to the engine room and stay in there.
So
what are you talking about? It's talk like a pirate day.
So y'all flip it around at the office. If you got, you know, Ted back there from accounting who's doing shiver me timbers and all that stuff, and he's driving you crazy, just take lines from the, what is the dang movie called with?
I can't remember the name. Call it the
movie with Tom Hanks.
I'm your captain now. I think that's what everyone says.
I'm your captain now movie.
Right.
Of course, the taking of the Maersk, Alabama is the actual factual story that it comes from. And oddly enough, you've got can I say this? He is going to get mad, but there's a company based right here in Mobile. Out of Mobile that provides security for those tankers in places like off the Horn of Africa and Straits of Hormuz and all those kind of places.
Wow.
A Mobile company providing security from all kind of pirates, but also Somali pirates.
Well, I know what I'm going to be for Halloween this year.
Well, you can't do that.
Get the whole family involved.
You have... somebody has still not given me the name of that movie. We're just going to call it the...
I'm the Captain Now.
I'm the Captain Now movie. Let's see. Wait, let's see. I've got to figure this out before we get Somali pirate movie. Why don't they have Somali pirates of the Caribbean. Indian Ocean? Not the Caribbean. Yeah. You have to get Indian Ocean and have that at Disney World. That'd be something.
Fun ride. Get hijacked.
It would be a little different. Captain Phillips.
That's right.
They named it for him?
I guess so.
Cool. Okay. So, Captain Phillips, you have the ride at Disney. And you go, you get in your, like, whatever thing they have you riding through with, and you kind of ride, and next thing you know, you go around the corner, and Somali pirates take over the little cart you're riding in. The kids are crying, they've got, you know...
They're pointing a weapon at your face.
That's right.
So much fun.
Because they're the captain now. So, hey, listen, speaking of weapons, they're floating around gun control measures in Washington. We'll talk about what that could look like, and if it has traction when we come back. And remember, it's International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
By the way, it seems like all of y'all, except Dalton and I, could come up with Captain Phillips, the name of the movie, right off the top of your head. Also, Van suggesting that the real pirates at Disney's are the one at the front gate, ones at the front gate taking your money. And that they do. That... He said they should make people at the front gate dress up like pirates. When they take your money, it would be more in character. That is, you ever had that moment you take the family, do the Disney World thing, and you get in through the gates, you look at the tickets you bought, and then you buy the first big, you know, King George turkey leg or whatever, and you're like, what just happened to $600? What just happened to us there? Kids, you better have fun. No crying. You know how much this cost? You're not crying. Get along with your sibling. This is the most expensive. You know what I'm spending for y'all to have fun? I've never talked like that, but I imagine like another version of me might. All right, let's talk about what is floating around today in Washington. Well, there are a lot of things, but let's go to the question. And this is something that came up this morning. I was talking to my buddy Robert Kennedy Jr., and he and I got into a little bit of what Beto O'Rourke, Robert Francis, whatever you want to call him, which, by the way, let me point out, Robert Francis O'Rourke may be a name even more Irish derivation than Sean Sullivan. He may even win that one. Okay, so he's talking last week at the debates. Remember, this clicked off the whole thing with him talking about coming for the AR-15s and your guns. And then he's doubled down on this as well. That has a lot of people talking. He was on with, I think it was Chris Cuomo's show. And he was talking about fear-mongering and then talked about what guns he wasn't going to get. Here, let's roll that.
And I don't want you or anyone else to get into the fear-mongering that some have fallen prey to, saying that the government's going to come and take all of your guns. What we are talking about exclusively is weapons of war that have no place in our homes, no place on our streets, and should remain on the battlefield. When it comes to those weapons, the answer is yes. But when it comes to firearms used for hunting or self-defense, the answer is no.
Okay, so where do we even begin? Can I just, in that one little interchange, just as a regular person, regular American citizen, offer this to Robert Francis or Beto O'Rourke? So you mentioned two things. You mentioned the AR-15s. It's a weapon of war. Then, but you said you're not coming for guns used for hunting. Okay. Do you know how many people are using an AR-15 for hunting in this country? Do you know that? I'm not going to post up the picture. It's got my child. Well, I've got one. Maybe I get one where we don't show her face. So what if my children, stature-wise, if I would happen to have one of these modern sporting rifles, chambered in 223 and using some soft point 65 grain ammunition for it, topped with a loophole scope, if I would to do that, I would put together a perfect light recoil rifle for a smaller framed child to shoot, to deer hunt, and be very successful with it. But wait a second. Beto says, let's go back to that, because Beto said he's not coming for, he's not...
When it comes to those weapons, the answer is yes. But when it comes to firearms used for hunting or self-defense, the answer is no.
Wait a second. I'm confused, Beto, because there's a gun that's used for hunting, but it's also an AR-15. So we'll talk about this. I want to get into kind of the mechanics. If this was going to happen... And by the way, he keeps saying AR-15s and AK-47s. I guess if you have an SKS or one of the other multiple semi-automatic platforms, you'll be fine. It's just ARs and AKs. Anything else? Like, because somehow in the thought of the mainstream media, those are the only two semi-automatic rifles out there that have high-capacity magazine ability. Because, by the way, the high-capacity magazines don't come stuck in them. It's like Legos. You could take them and put them on other things. Okay. So that's the first question we want to talk about is how the heck, let's say something happens, there's some big cataclysmic event, and we now have President O'Rourke, and he's going to come get the AR-15s and the AKs. Your SKSs will be fine. He's going to come get them. How's he going to pull that off? I'd love to, and seriously, if you are a proponent of his ideas, tell me how that works. Tell me how that would work. The other part of this is, it's the rhetoric, and it's interesting because it shouldn't, but it does in politics. The rhetoric might move discussions. It sounded like President Trump was pretty open to the idea of some additional gun legislation, this about background checks, and we'll get into what they call the gun show loophole and kind of walk through what the reality of that is. President Trump had this to say about his moves on additional gun control regulation.
We're not moving on anything. We're going very slowly in one way because we want to make sure it's right. We're doing a very careful job. We're working with the Democrats. We're working with Republicans. Our Attorney General has done a fantastic job in so many ways, is also in on it, and he's looking at it.
So I would argue that, if anything, what Beto O'Rourke is talking about is slowing down any movement here on additional gun control regulations that the president at one point seemed somewhat open to. And one of the things we'll get to, and you'll hear this talked about a lot, probably already have, and over the years you've heard it a bunch, the gun show loophole. Okay? Gun show, sun's out, guns out. Gun show loophole. What is that? It's this idea that at a gun show, guns are being sold without background checks. Now, this can happen. Yes, it can happen, to be accurate. But what the reality is, overwhelming majority of the time, you have gun dealers there that are FFLs. They have a federal firearms license. They're going to run a NICS check the same way you would at their store. Maybe they're from Sullivan's Gun Shop, and they happen to be out here at this event at a gun show. Well, then displaying the rifles or the handguns or whatever they have for sale, shotguns, and they're going to run that same check before they sell the firearm. Now, if the idea is at the gun show that you and somebody meet up and say, "Man, I'm looking for a such and such," and they go, "Man, I got a such and such," and they go, "Come on out here, I'll sell you the such and such." So a parking lot sales thing going on, or two individuals at the gun show who just meet up and go, "Man, I really want to buy a so-and-so. Funny you should ask, I've got a so-and-so." Those people are the people who would be not running a NICS check, okay? in that case, they're no different that they're at a gun show than they're if they're in the parking lot of the grocery store. And you say, well, good, we need to have some regulations on making sure who gets those guns. Fine, I think there's some a fair discussion to be had there, making sure that people who should not get firearms don't get their hands on them. But where? How do you make that legislation? How does that legislation keep me, if I had any guns, probably don't, but if I had one, what would keep that from me handing that over to you know, my children get older, they move out on their own. Hey, I've always wanted you to have this or this, you know, this rifle or this handgun or this shotgun or something. I would have to run a background check on my children. What about another family member? Hey, Uncle Larry, it's fine, but we got to run a background check on you to stay legal. How are you going to enforce this stuff? I mean, just not even idealistically, pragmatically, how are you going to enforce this? How's Beto going to, first of all, come get all the ARs and the AKs, but not get the SKSs or other platforms? How's he going to do that? And how are we going to have background checks being run by individuals known to other individuals? Now, I will offer this, and I think this is a real great idea a buddy of mine came up with, and this is all voluntary. I like this. It's voluntary. It's because as much as I lampoon what is discussed by some in Washington, I will do everything I can while protecting the Second Amendment to do what we can to make sure people who would commit evil with those firearms don't get them. I'm not willy-nilly about that at all, and I'm serious as the day is long. My buddy suggested this. When you go get a driver's license, right, you can get your drivers, you get motorcycle, you get vessel, right? Vessel for operating a boat. What about an additional thing that you could choose? You don't have to do it. It's not compulsive. It's not compelled. You can choose to do it. And you go through an additional, the same way that when we go through a concealed carry permit, we go through additional background check. What about that if you could volunteer that? Maybe you don't want a concealed carry permit. You don't want to do that. But when you go to the DMV, you say, okay, hey, also while we're doing this and I'm getting my license renewed, can you go ahead and I'll check the box here, run that background check, and it's going to put some sort of a letter or a star or whatever it is on your driver's license that means you've gone through this check, this additional check. Once again, I don't want this to be the law. I want it to be something you can choose to do. You can choose to have a vessel license or not. In this case, you would choose whether you have this additional thing on your driver's license. Then, if two guys meet in the parking lot, you want to make sure you're not selling, and I understand that somebody could have had that qualification on their license and in the time being since then have gone off the rails. I understand that, but I'm just trying to take big bites at this. And if they had that on their license, then you can say, hey, man, yeah, I do want to sell you this rifle. I think we got a deal here. I'll take that much for it. Hey, let me see your driver's license. Then they show you if you say, but I want to make sure you meet certain qualifications. They hand you the driver's license, and you look if they have a letter or a star or circle, whatever the mark would be on there. And then you make your decision whether you would sell or not. So, just an idea, something we could do at a state level, not having some mandate from the feds. I want to hear from you on this at 343-0106, 343-0106. Texter says the Ruger 1022 will accept high-capacity magazines. It's the first gun a lot of boys and girls learn to shoot with. If you went and looked at, if you find my Instagram, my personal Instagram out there, I'm not going to direct people to it because I'm trying to keep it, it's not political, it's more outdoor stuff. You can see that maybe Sullivan children learned to shoot with Ruger 1022s as well, Texter. He said, since Ruger introduced the 1022, they've only sold 40 million units. That's only one model of weapon. Good luck. Yeah, you know those. Here's the thing about the high-capacity magazines for a Ruger 1022. Unless you buy, from one of two manufacturers, they're pieces of junk. And a Texter, if you're with me and you shoot these, you know what I'm talking about. There's some of them that would render the firearm worthless because they are the biggest jamming pieces of plastic ever. But there's a couple of them that may or may not be functional. All right. Texter says, yeah, good point. Good point, Eric. He's asking for a friend. He said, hey, Sean, just asking for a friend. Is my AR-10 safe? I know Beto's leaving gray area there. Eric, I think it's fine. He said AR-15s and AK-47s. So AR-10s, they're fine. I would say that, you know, the SKS, which there are probably more people that call a certain semi-automatic rifle an AK if they look, it's actually an SKS. There's probably more SKSs in circulation than there are AKs. Somebody said, thought 22 caliber was illegal to hunt deer with in Alabama. Honest question. That is true. That is a rimfire. No, my children may or may not be shooting them for target, for fun, for plinking. No, we don't. The rifle that my one child may or may not be hunting with is a .223 fired from an AR platform. So .223 and a centerfire to this texter. .223 centerfire rifle is legal to deer hunt within the state of Alabama, and with a beautiful 65 grain soft nose and the nice loophole scope on top. I can guess if I had one that would be a good combination for a small framed young hunter at closer ranges to adequately put venison in our freezer. Just saying. It's just an idea. All right, come right back. Calls and text 343-0106. Way to go, Beto. So AR-10s are good. SKSs are good. That's good.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, also, get your abducted stories, your abducted by alien stories ready. I want to talk about this a little bit as it's Raid Area 51 that's supposed to happen tomorrow on Dalton's birthday. Raid Area 51. Then there's a story. Did you see the story about the Navy and the report here on a UFO sighting? Navy finally confirms UFO videos are real. Now, they're confirming the videos are real. They're not saying whether the UFOs are, but we'll get into those stories coming up later on in the show. All right, from the text line, and we will grab your calls. Love to hear your voice as well at 343-0106. I'll get into some of these questions about the endorsement thing for the license. Dan asks, does that loophole gather a lot of light? A good bit. Well, if it existed, it's just an imaginary scenario. If it, but not near as much as a 56 millimeter Miopta with that the 56 bail, which is fantastic. It makes it, it light as my eye. If I would need it because my eyes are getting bad because I'm older, it sure is nice to have that extra light gathering late in the evening. That's a great scope. Although loophole makes some great scopes. We could, if people would give me, they wouldn't say, I want to talk about Pelosi. We could talk scopes for the whole next hour. I would love to talk optics, but it's not going to happen. All right. Yeah, Crypto Marine said my daughter's pink plinkster has a 30-round magazine on it. Correct. They're coming, but it's not listed. You don't have to worry, Crypto Marine. Beto says he's... Why wouldn't he just say, if you're on his side, why wouldn't he just say he's coming for semi-automatic rifles? Because, well, that might mean like a Browning BAR or Remington. What is it? The Remington, is it 760? The semi-auto, they had a pump and a semi-auto. I think it's 760 or maybe, I think it's 760. And a whole bunch of others that are semi-automatic. Because he couldn't do it. Because he's doing it for effect. You can't, and if he was somehow President O'Rourke, how is he going to do it? Who's going to go take the guns? I mean, just pragmatically. How are you going to do that? All right. This texter says, I love the idea of having that extra endorsement, even if it was just listed on the back of your license. My husband's a captain. The back of his license says vessel endorsement. Yeah, and we get those. You know, you get the V. I get the V on mine for vessel as well. Once again, this is an idea that a buddy of mine came up with. I don't want it. I'm not saying I want this as law, but I would like it. I'll tell you right now. It would make a difference to me if I was going to sell a firearm to somebody. And there was some added, like I would like to see a concealed carry permit. But what if somebody doesn't want to get a concealed carry? If there was that thing on their license, there comes responsibility. While I believe in a very stringent supporter of Second Amendment rights, I also take it very seriously, and it comes with a lot of responsibility that I feel that me personally, I want to live up to that. Okay? Brian says, years ago, I had a Marlin 30-30 rifle, which what a great firearm that is, and a Smith & Wesson 9mm with a 15-round magazine for sale. As I always have, when an interested buyer called me and wanted to come look at the firearms, I told him to make sure to have a valid driver's license for identification. He told me he was an Alabama State Trooper. I said, that's fine, I'll see you when you get here. I still took a snapshot of his driver's license with my phone as part of the transaction, and he bought both guns. See that, Brian, I'm with you. I mean, those are... Doesn't mean I'm soft on the Second Amendment, but it means personally I feel responsibility to do, make sure I'm doing everything I can to do right to make sure firearms don't get into people prohibited from having some from their hands. So that could be an endorsement deal, or somebody said this on the text line. Where is it? This is really smart. This is really good, and this is using technology. How about an app that can be used as a clearinghouse between buyers and sellers of guns to verify a buyer is qualified? Now, you know, there's a bunch of people cursing us that are FFLs and get a little bit of money, although it's not like they're feeding their family with it, but people have FFLs. If you're going to get a gun shipped in from somewhere, it goes through that FFL person before you can, even if you're buying person to person, you put an FFL in line for the transfer when it's mailed. But an app, just a local app, that, I tell you what, start working on it. If you need an investor, unnamed texter, if you need an investor, I will, I'll find a couple dollars there because I think that's a really good idea, an app that could be used between buyers and sellers that would be a qualifier. So once again, this is not in no way weak on support for the Second Amendment, but it is saying instead of passing some legislation, some more legislation in Washington, right, that looks like there may be movement on further gun regulations, ideas like this that are out there in the marketplace, I think, are really worth looking into. They should people, maybe there's a way to make some money here. All right. Geronimo, I don't know. Geronimo says, we're seeing it here too, Geronimo. He said, what is this stuff falling from the sky? I'm not sure. I think I remember that stuff being rain. Somebody says Remington 760 is a pump. The Remington 870 is a pump. Is there a 760 pump? The 7400 is the automatic. Okay. So he says Remington 760 is a pump. Okay, it's the pump rifle. I got you, the pump rifle. Thank you, Texter. Remington 760 is the pump. The 740 or the 7400 is the automatic. Old classic old school rifles, man. Awesome stuff. See, there's one of my buddies who's in the safe business. Says the law should be if you own a gun, you have to own a gun safe. But, well, you know, personally, though, once again, while I don't want it to be the law, that was the law in my house when children showed up. Unnamed texter, my buddy, that's the law in my house. You know, you put it in. The 742 is the... Okay, what is it? It's a 7... The 742 is the auto. Maybe the 742 is a derivation of the 740. Well, maybe all next hour. Maybe we'll just flip the script on the show in the next hour and just talk optics and semi-automatic rifles. But the bigger story that people are talking about that will be talked about in Washington as they're doing it right now is expanding these background checks. The president, who, honest to goodness, seemed to be, once again, moving towards something for gun regulation, has backed away from this since the pushback against Beto. You could even argue that Beto O'Rourke's call to confiscate your ARs and your AKs has been is a net loss for people who want some kind of gun sale reform out there, expanded background checks. The president was working towards that, which is one of the things that I've been bothered by. The president seems to not be very... he's concrete in Second Amendment, but he will work around the edges to give people like, oh, we're doing something. It's like the bump stock situation, which we talked about this morning. Once again, I one of like seven people in the United States that said that was a bad choice by the president, but I still believe it is. But then the president would work forward with universal background checks. There's so many questions around that, but the president was working towards that, and if you think that's a good thing, then you've got Beto out there doing this that pushed him the other way. Would you, if there, okay, how about this? Let's say there was a option in the state to have a extra endorsement on your license. It just said you went through a background check, making it better for individuals to sell guns to other individuals. Would you sign up for it? And if not, why?
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:48, FM Talk 106.5. If you only do the picture my friend Dalton Norrig just sent me. I had to figure out a reason to post that up on the social media. It's the strangest thing I've seen in a very long time, and I've seen some strange things. All right, Midday Mobile here at FM Talk 106.5. That's the name of the show, right? All right. By the way, too, side note, coming up on Saturday, we're going to take the another one of the shows I do is FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors with my buddy Mike Ward, 7 o'clock on Saturday mornings, except for a couple times a year. And this is one of those. We're going out to the grounds to the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo. Be doing the show starting at 10, a special multi-hour edition on location of FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. Love to see y'all out there. That's going to be Saturday starting at 10. We'll be set up inside there at the grounds at the Hunting and Fishing Expo. So stop on by as you're shopping, checking things out, listening to the speakers, all those good things. Stop by and visit with us as well. Starting at 10 on Saturday morning, special on location, multi-hour FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. By the way, too, great discussion on the text line here on this. I like it because it's not one-sided. And that's, now it's interesting to me. All right, so this text from my buddy Dan said, don't play coy. You know good and well Beto doesn't know the difference between an AR-15, AR-10, AK-47, AK-74, SKS, Plinkster, Rimfire, Centerfile, Red Ryder, Airsoft, or paintball gun. Great sentence. He is just laying the groundwork. He eventually will come after all guns. It's a slow war of attrition. 12 years ago, gun control, universal health care, and trans rights would have been outrageous. I sound like a broken record, but paradigm shifts in younger generations fed by federally funded public schools, left-wing universities, and left-wing media indoctrination and are on the doorstep. Maybe, although sometimes I see the pendulum in our country swings back and forth. But yeah, it has edged to the left for sure. Right now it's in a big swing to the left. But overall, you know, it's like watching the markets, right? Watching the stock market, you have up and down and up and down. But over time it grows. So I would agree with you, Dan, that over time it has moved left. Now we are in a, at least rhetoric-wise, a big left swing here. Now, does that correct? I don't know that. I would say that but goes back to my first question, though, Dan. He's going to come after all guns. How is that just, honest to goodness, this is not even idealistic discussion. Let's say that's going to happen. Pragmatically, how does he do that? Somebody tell me, seriously, how do you do that? I've often said if you want to have the discussion about gun control, because if you think my heart doesn't break when people are killed every day, innocents. Now, when bad guys are killed, I don't lose a lot of sleep over it. But when innocents are killed, whether it's some kind of mass shooting that gets all the attention in the media or just every day in cities and the suburbia and in the country and stuff, that stuff happens all over our country every day, it breaks my heart. It should break yours if you're a fair human being. So how do we do something about anything about protecting that? I don't know. But let's say if we're going to say, we're going to do massive gun control. You can't do it unless you had a magic wand and you could remove all the guns everywhere at one time. Magic wand. They're all gone. Then you could go back out and make sure that the people, this is if you believed in that kind of gun control, only the people that you want to have them. But you're never going to be able to do that. Idealistically, I'm against this, but pragmatically, I see no way that they would be able to do this. All right. Okay, here's another one on the app side. And there's some pro ideas here on what my buddy suggested, and there's some anti. So let's run through this. How about an app that would allow a gun purchaser to run a check on a firearm serial number when he has considered purchasing said firearm from a private individual to make sure it's not stolen? I think that's a good thing. I like this idea of an app like that. All right, we're flying through these texts. They're moving very quickly on me, but there's a lot of folks that disagree with this idea. Okay, didn't you see the first Red Dawn? I did, actually. I was talking about it this morning. When the revolution comes, someone can look at my license and see I carry a gun. Well, they can see you have the endorsement to be able to buy one. Let's see, somebody else here. How do we slow these things down? This texter says, no way. Government has never been able to protect the information they have about people. Why would I want to give them any more? Not that I actually have any guns. I lost all mine in a terrible fishing accident. You and I were on that same trip together, weren't we? And this is, once again, if you heard what I said, I don't, and my buddy who came up with the idea, he's same way. He said, I don't want to require it. I don't want a further government mandate. He said, I just want the option. if you wanted to get that endorsement on your license, you could. So if, you know, you're somebody, I can choose. You don't have to do what I do, but I, as a citizen, can say, hey, before I sell this firearm to this person, let me see your license. Oh, you got the endorsement thing? Well, I feel better about this sale. That doesn't mean you have to do that. That means you have liberty and the freedom of choosing to look for that or not look for that. But a lot of people are worried about having some kind of endorsement on their license. It just, or if you use technology through an app, that would just be, it would put the two folks together and you could check and verify things at that point, and then those things would disappear. I don't know. These are just other ideas of going forward without having, because, I mean, y'all, if you, President Trump is talking about further, I mean, this is, even though he's slowing down some on this discussion, he's talking about it. You're getting this idea that everything's going to be fine and there's not going to, it's going to be the old, you know, the Republicans against the Democrats and gun control. There has been, here's unpopular opinion, which, what did we decide that was going to be on Tuesdays? But here's unpopular opinion number two of the week. There's been more reduction in rights for gun owner rights during the Trump administration than there was during the Obama administration. There's been more, and I'm pretty much, I mean, bump stocks, nothing happened. There were big threats from Obama, right? People were worried. Gun sales were the best they have been, I think, ever in the United States during the 8 years of President Obama, which ended up, real cool side story, is a lot of money went into the coffers to help purchase more land for hunting and fishing out there because of a system of excise taxes that are built in, even though they also apply. These excise taxes that benefit hunters and fishermen, are they're also collected from people who never hunt and fish. If they just buy ammunition, buy modern sporting rifles, handguns, the excise taxes go in, and these come back to the states through a formula that, when we have more time, we'll sit down and have a beer. I'll explain it to you. But a formula that the states can then get this money back to use to acquire public lands, shooting ranges, all kind of different access, and land that is used to hunt on, although some people can go out there and just canoe or camp or whatever. But that came through the Obama administration because everybody thought something was going to happen. So many guns were purchased. So remember the ammunition gluts? Remember what it was trying, what it was like to try to find some 223? Remember what it was like to find even 22 ammo? Remember that? So all that buying that went on went out of fear of something happening and really sold a lot of firearms. Come to the Trump administration, we've actually had, in the case of bump stocks, we've had a reduction in rights of the American people, of gun owners, people that would like to have that item. Why? Well, people say not many people had it. That we are not in a country where we decide if a liberty is important because it belongs to the majority or not. That is not our system. It's an individual whose liberty we protect, not groupthink. All right. And then thank you. I really, honest to goodness, y'all are tempting me, and I'm not going to do it. We can do it on the text line to get an in-depth discussion about Remington rifles in pump and semi-auto. There's some fine ones. My grandfather had one forever, 35 Whelen, and it was a, love that rifle. All right, coming up next hour, yes, it's going to be all aliens all the time. Or maybe. Nevada desert towns are prepping for a possible storm area 51 influx. They actually say people from around the planet have already showed up in the area in the Nevada desert, getting ready to storm area 51. I guess they're going to see the, because if there were aliens there, like Dalton pointed out this morning, like they wouldn't have moved them. Like they just left them. They're like, well, I guess we'll just leave them right here. See if the people find them. That, at the same time, there's another story out. This is an interesting headline. The Navy finally confirms UFO videos are real. Now, remember, semantics are important. Words are important. Navy finally confirms UFO videos are real. Because there's not a comma there. So they're confirming that there is footage that the Navy, I guess Naval Aviator, took that shows something flying through the air. Okay. Is it a UFO? Well, we'll give you that story when we come up. But yeah, people tomorrow, to celebrate Dalton's birthday, are going to go storm Area 51. Let me know how that works out, Dalton, if we get a live cam on that. And oh, also, too, if you go to the Twitter feed, at FM Talk 106.5. Story from MyMBC 15. Police, Mobile police raid alleged drug hotspots. And they're holding up a sign. Somebody's made a sign here. It says, good dope we got. It lasts home. What? But they're advertising they got dope. And I would say that would be the makings of an illegal sign, right? You get it.